Survivors of a rare form of cancer are looking to raise awareness in their fight against the disease. J.D. Allen of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports from a fundraiser at a North Fork vineyard over the weekend for neuroendocrine cancer.
The founder of the Neuroendocrine Cancer Awareness Network, Mary Ann Wayman, who's a survivor, says the money helps fund their outreach and research about the hard-to-diagnose disease.
I was misdiagnosed for 7 years. I was told I had irritable bowels, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. I was crazy. I needed more fiber in my diet. And the whole time, the tumor was growing in me.
Wayman says most insurance companies didn't even recognize neuroendocrine as a type of cancer until 2009. And doctors struggle to diagnose it because a regular scan doesn't even pick it up.
I had 7 colonoscopies, 7 endoscopes, and 7 different doctors before the last doctor finally found the tumor.
The National Cancer Institute says there are only about 150,000 people in the country who have neuroendocrine cancer. If diagnosed, it could be treatable. It has claimed the lives of Apple founder Steve Jobs, actress Audrey Hepburn, and Wendy's founder Dave Thomas. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.